This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And despite our status as the greatest, most influential, most powerful, most prosperous nation in the world, we are being influenced by another very powerful, prosperous, successful nation, Japan, in the direction of a new kind of relationship. It's highlighted in the New York Times this week. The headline in Dolls and Cartoons, devoted fans in Japan see marriage material. And this is a remarkable article. It's part of a whole battering blitzkrieg, if you want, of ideas and commentary about people getting married to other people who aren't human. And just to give you a sense of that, during a lengthy and freewheeling conversation with TED's Chris Anderson last week, Elon Musk, yes, the new master of the Twitterverse, expanded on his vision of what it would look like to share everyday life with automatons doing our bidding. A lot of people like that idea. And there is a particular individual named Akihiko Kondo who was quoted in the New York Times about his marriage with Miku. And accepting his feelings was hard at first, but life with Miku, he argues, has advantages over being with a human partner. What exactly is Miku if not a human partner? Well, we can discuss all of this with Jay Richards, who is a particularly wonderful guest who I've always enjoyed speaking to on the Medved Show. And partially, this gives us the opportunity to talk to this distinguished director of the DeVos Center for Life, Religion, and the Family at William E. Simon. And he's also the William E. Simon Senior Research Fellow in Religious Liberty at Heritage Foundation. He is also a senior fellow at Discovery Institute, where we know each other, and has been working with the Catholic University of America for many years. He is also the author of an important book, The Human Advantage, The Future of American Work in an Age of Smart Machines. Jay, sorry for the lengthy introduction, but you have a lengthy resume.
Well, it's great to talk to you, Michael.
Well, thank you. I don't know if you've seen this new article, this new report in the New York Times about literally thousands of people who call themselves fictosexuals. Were you familiar with that term?
Alas, I am, because, as you know, I've written about this in my book. The Human Advantage was a 2018. It was a praise of, the opportunity for new kinds of work in technology, but I couldn't help but talk about the rise of these weird things, including sex bots, which are sort of the prurient manifestation of this. But in some ways, Japan and Asia are the sort of harbingers of these things. And I don't think it's for any obvious technological reasons. I think in many ways, it's a lack of human relationships, that, you have lots of single men, and humans are infinitely creative in both good and bad ways. And unfortunately, this is manifesting itself. And when I first started talking about this, Michael, I think it was about 2016 or 17, people really thought I was crazy. Like, what are you talking about? This is not a real thing. And as you said, now this week, this piece in the New York Times, and then the cover story of Harper's Magazine, the May 2022 issue, is about robots, virtual reality, and the future of sex. Is about roughly the same thing, unfortunately.
Well, again, and virtual reality, fictosexuals are defined as people who get their only sexual romantic satisfaction from people who don't exist. And there are machines you can buy that can project these imaginary figures that you can fall in love with in a hologram, and you put it on your table. And I don't know, the entire thing sounds, Jeremy just commented, cheap date. Again, this is a coming business concern, isn't it? I mean, there are people who are making some big money on this.
Absolutely. And I mean, people that for a long time, like I did for years, looked at Drudge Report, he was always talking about sex robots. He wasn't talking about virtual reality. I really think that's where the action is. I mean, anybody that follows robotics knows that, you know, we've been hearing about lifelike robots just around the corner for years. And I don't know, you know, they do some amazing things, but nobody's going to be fooled by these robots at the moment. Virtual reality is a different thing. We've made huge strides in virtual reality in the last few years, and that's where this identity stuff is happening, because you can create these projections in virtual reality, and people do get emotionally attached to characters either in novels or in online video games. And so it actually doesn't surprise me that the reality is that where a lot of the action is in virtual reality. And that's what I think was important about the New York Times piece, is they finally focused on that and not just the prurient sex robots.
Right, and the idea is that this is not anti-marriage, this is, quote, pro-marriage, because apparently in Japan, at least, there has been this movement that has already involved thousands of people getting married to these non-existent fictional characters who have the advantage of never arguing, they will never betray you, they will always be there when you need them. The lead character in this story says his parents are having a tough time accepting his marriage.
Well, you know, he's kind of stuck in the mud. The parents are probably Gen Xers and, you know, just haven't completely detached themselves from their mortal coils. But, I mean, the reality is this is all happening. This is, I honestly think it's connected to a lot of things. I mean, when you read the literature now, people are talking about digital sexuality as just another sexual identity, just like pansexuality or asexuality and non-binary digital sexuality. This would just be people that are attracted to digital entities, either virtual reality or maybe robotic. But this is all happening within the kind of same conceptual universe. And my own diagnosis is that this is ultimately a deeply anti-human movement, because human beings are this unique hybrid of the material and spiritual, made in the image of God. That's what we are. And anything that moves us away from that, that either treats us just as mere material objects or as just these kinds of these sort of disembodied minds, is ultimately going to be harmful to the human person. But you're not going to normally get that in these New York Times stories. You might get the ambiance of worry from an author, but you're not going to get a really robust critique of the anthropology in a place like the New York Times.
All right. And so in terms of that critique, do you think that this is has the potential to become a political issue if people try to launch the demand to be able to have a legitimate marriage, a legal marriage with marriage licenses and the rest, with characters who don't exist?
I mean, I don't know why it wouldn't. I mean, the reality is if you're following the gender identity debate, which is really radical. I mean, gender identity and gender ideology, it's not a substitute for biological sex. It's a replacement with an entirely internal subjective idea. Well, that's entered our political discourse and our institutions, and this is connected. This is cognate to it, because, look, if what you are is just this subjective self-identity and you can determine it, right, then there's no reason that this wouldn't count. And so I honestly think we're so off the course at this point about the nature of marriage and proper human relationships that it's not exactly clear what the limiting principle is going to be.
Okay, we will be right back with more with Jay Richards, author of The Human Advantage, The Future of American Work in an Age of Smart Machines. And is he alarmed about what's going on with the Twitterverse? We will be right back with Jay Richards, 1-800-955-1776, our phone number.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's a pleasure to be joined by economist Jay Richards, a prolific author who is a fellow at Heritage Foundation and at Discovery Institute, the author of the recent book, The Human Advantage. We talked about this way back in the old days, before the pandemic even, back in 2018, and we actually have that link to our website. That was part of our Great Minds series. That's with Jay Richards. And Jay, we were talking about how part of the entire tendency, it seems, and so-called enlightened culture, is to suggest that there is no such a thing as a normal standards for sexual relationships. It's all based upon your mind, your feelings, or the way you were born, or the way you were inclined. And right now, there are a lot of people who say, okay, so fine, so people believe that and they follow their own instincts. Why should average Americans who are trying to raise our kids, do our work, pay our taxes, be part of the community, try to help build the country, why should people be concerned if there are a bunch of nutty people who want to get married to fictional characters or to sex robots, or if they are people who say they are no gender at all? They are gender binary, they are gender this, they are gender that. Why should Americans at large be concerned about what some people on the fringe want to do?
I think it's because that perception is mistaken. It feels at the moment like this might be just friend stuff. I can tell you, Michael, I started talking a couple of years ago about the gender stuff, the idea that, you know, boys could be allowed to go in girls' bathrooms. Just a few years ago, then you were considered crazy if you thought that might actually happen, or you thought that the American Academy of Pediatrics might actually say, yeah, giving 16-year-old girls sterilizing hormones and double mastectomies, that might be the proper treatment for gender dysphoria. It wasn't that long ago. That's some weird thing that might happen in California. It wouldn't happen in Tallahassee, Florida, until it happens to a mom in Tallahassee, Florida, whose child is socially transitioned. And so that's what I would tell people, is that if we are, in fact, embodied creatures made male and female, we're a sexually dimorphic species, we're meant to mate and to pair together, and children should ideally be raised in a home with their married mother and father, if that's the reality, then anything that destroys that or chips away at it is ultimately going to harm human well-being. So we're not just talking about an eccentric rich guy in Japan. We're talking about the self-perception of your 14-year-old daughter in public school, who's told, oh, no, she doesn't need to be comfortable with her body, because her body really doesn't have any meaning. It's whatever her gender identity is, and maybe she got her gender identity from an influencer on TikTok. This is happening to thousands of kids in the country right now. And so I treat it not as a fringe thing, but as an existential threat, ultimately.
And when you say it's an existential threat, all you have to do is look at another lengthy, brand new article. It's actually a report, detailed report, in the New York Times about the mental health crisis among U.S. teens. They write, American adolescence is undergoing a drastic change. Three decades ago, the gravest public health threats to teenagers in the U.S. came from binge drinking, drunken driving, teen pregnancy, and smoking. These have all since fallen sharply, replaced by a new public health concern, the soaring rates of mental health disorders. And they write here that in 2019, 13% of adolescents reported having a major depressive episode, a 60% increase from 2007. Emergency rooms by visits by children and adolescents in that period also rose sharply for anxiety, mood disorders, and self-harm, particular epidemic in self-cutting. And for people's 10 to 24, suicide rates, stable from 2000 to 2007, suddenly leaped nearly 60% by 2018, according to Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That's connected, unquestionably connected to some of this gender confusion that actually is being sown in the country, don't you think?
Oh, it's absolutely connected. I mean, it doesn't take long if you follow the detransition discussions. If you follow the chats online, what you'll discover is huge numbers of what we'll call comorbidities with kids that are suffering from gender dysphoria. Maybe a 16-year-old girl saying she isn't comfortable with her body, but it turns out she's also involved in self-harm. She's also maybe slightly on the autism spectrum. She suffers severe depression. I know one girl, now 23, she got put on testosterone when she was 16, supposedly for gender dysphoria, but she was actually deeply depressed and alienated. She went to therapists for years because the testosterone was making her much worse, and none of the therapists thought, well, maybe the testosterone is making things worse. These things are absolutely connected, and that's what's sort of terrifying about it, because we've just gotten over the pandemic from a viral contagion, and I think we're dealing with a social contagion that's transmitted largely over social media, which is very, very engaging and also very good at spreading very bad ideas to highly impressionable young minds. And I'm glad the New York Times noticed that. I just wish they'd connect a few more of the dots.
Well, indeed, they make the point that you can't blame whatever is going on with America's teens today. You can't blame it on the pandemic alone, because the negative trends in terms of suicide and depression and self-harm and deep psychiatric problems, that began skyrocketing long before the pandemic. It's actually
Absolutely.
Something that's been going on for 10 years or more. What are the most important guideposts for actually trying to improve this situation, or at least protect our children and our children in our communities from this kind of outcome?
I think the number one thing is that parents have to wake up to what's going on. I talk to a lot of parents. We all sort of know our kids, and we don't necessarily know how terrible it is. People that have teenage daughters, for instance, if you have daughters, you don't think of daughters as getting addicted to pornography, but really, really graphic pornography can be addictive to girls, and it does something to the female brain that's different from the male brain. So absolute transparency with technology and absolute transparency with what's happening in your schools, not just the curriculum, but the teacher training programs and the things that your kids are being exposed to. A school is being honest. They will tell you exactly what they're doing. If they are not transparent, that tells you they're doing something they suspect you won't like. I think there just isn't a substitute for parents intervening in this, because in almost every case, this stuff is happening because parents are busy and they just do not realize how toxic and how addictive this stuff is.
And you've written a great deal about some of the gender messages, and we have to continue the conversation on another occasion about that issue in particular, and about government actually paying for and encouraging some messages that are profoundly destructive and misleading. Jay Richards, his information posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be back with more alarming news. Well, kinda. Yeah, we'll be back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pending home sales are falling yet again. The National Association of Realtors saying the number of new contracts dropped in March for the fifth straight month. The latest numbers come as home prices continue to soar and interest rates are rising. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is catching heat from lawmakers about how the Biden administration is handling the growing problem of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border. Arizona EG Mark Brnovich says Mayorkas should be held accountable and get impeached.
We have seen more than 100,000 Americans die as a result of the failed Biden policies at our southern border, and from the gas station to the grocery store to the gang seizing control of it, the Biden administration's policy failures are on full display and nowhere greater than our southern border.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Michael Medved show, war weariness has not apparently set in yet in any serious way handicap Ukrainian efforts to resist the Russian invasion. More supplies from the United States, from Germany, elsewhere. And this is a CBS News report on their view, updates on the war, and also the fact that Ukraine accuses Russia of gas blackmail. Listen.
Ukraine says Russian forces have captured several villages in the Donbas region, now the center of the invasion, but not the only front.
As Ukraine fiercely fights back in the east, a new front may be appearing to the country's west. For 2 days, mysterious explosions in Transnistria, the pro-Kremlin breakaway region of Moldova where Russian troops are based. Moldova, without naming names, says the blasts were aimed at creating pretext for straining the security situation. This as the global security situation grows more fragile, with Russia repeatedly firing missiles directly over Ukraine's nuclear plants. What is this? Are they threatening or directing fire? I'm speechless, said Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, accusing Russia of threatening to turn nuclear power into a weapon.
And now energy, nuclear or otherwise, is yet another weapon in this war. Today, Russian energy firm Gazprom says it cut off the gas to Poland and Bulgaria because they wouldn't pay in rubles. Ukraine says it's the start of, quote, gas blackmail aimed at Europe.
And that at a time when, so far at least, the European Union and related nations in NATO have maintained a certain amount of solidarity in terms of the economic sanctions. And in fact, it's also a time when at the Pentagon, John Kirby, who's a spokesman for the Defense Department, has actually begun to reflect the idea that Ukraine can win this war, even as it expands. This is John Kirby on Fox News.
The focus right now, as you might imagine, is helping them win this war, getting them this stuff as fast and as much as we can. And that's happening. And it's happening certainly today, but it's been happening now for weeks. The president now just signed out, as you saw, another $800 million. That some of that material, some of those howitzers that the president literally just approved a few days ago are already in Ukraine. And now the first class of Ukrainian trainers on those howitzers are back in Ukraine as well to train their teammates on this. So, I mean, this process is moving very, very expeditiously. Right. The focus is getting it there so that they can use it there.
And meanwhile, there are members of the Congress, particularly the Senate, where Secretary Blinken was testifying yesterday before the Foreign Relations Committee. Senator Angus King, who is officially an independent senator, he's actually a Democrat, that's his background, and he caucuses with the Democratic Party. Without Angus King, there's no Democratic majority. There's no tie-breaking vote for Kamala Harris when she comes back from her bout with COVID. But Angus King actually made some comments that are important about Putin saying that he has a nuclear policy to escalate, to de-escalate, meaning basically to scare away the other side from standing its ground. What does that mean to the United States? Here's what Senator Angus King has to say.
It's important to realize that Russia has a different view of nuclear weapons than we do, or than practically anybody else in the world. They view nuclear weapons as just part of their stockpile of weapons to use in a conflict. And they actually have a doctrine, which I'm sure you're familiar with, called escalate to de-escalate. And the idea is, if we're losing on the battlefield, we'll raise the stakes by using tactical nuclear weapons and dare our opponents to respond in kind. And that will, their theory is, de-escalate the conflict. They're losing on the battlefield. Now, they've always said they would only do that if the motherland was in danger. But Putin considers Ukraine and certainly Crimea part of the motherland. So this is what makes Putin, I think, the most dangerous single individual in history. He's a dictator. He's amoral. He has this fantasy of rebuilding the Soviet Union and that he's sort of the reincarnation of Frederick the Great. And he has nuclear weapons.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Peter the Great, actually, is what he meant. Frederick the Great was on the other side. This all is worthy of concern, and at the same time, maybe worthy of encouragement. Anthony Blinken, testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on what he saw during his brief visit to Ukraine and his meetings with President Zelensky. Clip two.
As we took the train across the border and rode westward into Ukraine, we saw mile after mile of Ukrainian countryside, territory that just a couple of months ago, the Russian government thought that it could seize in a matter of weeks. Today, firmly Ukraine's. In Kyiv, we saw the signs of a vibrant city coming back to life, people eating outside, sitting on benches, strolling. It was right in front of us. The Ukrainians have won the battle for Kyiv. And for all the suffering that they've endured, for all the carnage that Russia's brutal invasion continues to inflict, Ukraine was and will continue to be a free and independent country. It's impossible not to be moved by what the Ukrainians have achieved. It's also impossible not to believe that they will keep succeeding because they know why they fight. Seeing this, I have to tell you, I felt some pride in what the United States has done to support the Ukrainian government and its people, and an even firmer conviction that we must not let up.
And that is a conviction that is clearly shared by Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, who doesn't necessarily believe that the only alternative is nuclear confrontation. He was on Fox News.
Are you worried that this might turn into a proxy war between the U.S. and Russia? Is this turning into a proxy war?
No, it's not. This is clearly Ukraine's fight, and Ukraine's neighbors and allies and partners are stepping up to make sure that they have what they need in order to be successful. The Ukrainians are there fighting to protect their sovereignty.
And that sovereignty is strongly supported in a very important piece that just appeared in the Atlantic. It's by Ann Applebaum. The headline, Ukraine and the words that led to mass murder. First comes the dehumanization, then comes the killing. In truth, she writes, Putin invaded Ukraine in order to turn it into a colony with a puppet regime himself, because he cannot conceive of it ever being anything else. His KGB-influenced imagination does not allow for the possibility of authentic politics, grassroots movements, even public opinion. In Putin's language, and in the language of most Russian television commentators, the Ukrainians have no agency. They can't make choices for themselves. They can't elect a government for themselves. They aren't even human. They are Nazis, which is the way that they can justify some of the horrors that they have perpetrated in Ukraine. There's also an ongoing tiff about the reasons that Ukraine was invaded by Putin, with Rand Paul, United States Senator, taking an unusual position. We will get to that. We also are going to be giving you some updates on new polling and new prognostication involving some of the crucial upcoming elections, including that incredibly bizarre system they have for electing a new congressman in Alaska. Coming up on the Medved Show.
You're a nice guy.
Michael Medved.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Try to demonstrate and to signal their strong, strong opposition to Putin's war.
Ballots for Alaska's special primary election, because Don Young, who had been the member of Congress from Alaska since the earth cooled some years ago, Don Young had been there for 50 years. I mean, he was a remarkable guy and a widely respected, very established congressman. But in any event, he passed away. And so they're now having a special primary election to pick a successor. And they're going to be mailed out today to all the voters in Alaska, 560,000 voters. And the voters will be asked to go down a list of 48 candidates and pick one. Pick one. You don't get to pick more than people, more than one individual candidate in this particular primary election, but in the general election, they're going to do ranked voting. Now, this is all so confusing that basically it needs special ballot seminars that they're going to be dealing with. And again, you have to look at this system and think, if you need special seminars and explanations for how this goes. And basically, here's the way it is. Sarah Palin is one of the 48 candidates who's going to be on the ballot. People can vote for her. She makes it past the primary if she's one of the top four. She almost certainly will be. And who the other three will be, I don't know. So why do they go through voting to get four candidates? Because in the general election, including Santa Claus as one of the candidates, he has a sign that Santa is holding, and yes, he's on the ballot. His sign reads, "Medicare for all, health care is a right." Santa Claus, one of the 48 candidates running for Alaska's lone U.S. Senate seat following the death of Don Young. Anyway, once you make it to the final four, and I suspect Santa Claus, which is a fairly familiar name, has a decent chance of making it into the Final Four. Then you basically get to vote among those four candidates who clear the primary, my first choice, my second choice, my third choice, etc. And then that works out with basically the ranked voting, so that obviously if you are the first choice, you get four times the credit as somebody who makes you their fourth choice, but it's going to be tough for for the voters in Alaska, 560,000 of them, to make this clear. This message from Santa, wrong time of year, Santa, but a message from Santa Claus, who's on the ballot. I'm happy to announce that I'm a candidate in the special election for the U.S. House of Representatives for Alaska in 2022. I'm an independent, progressive, democratic socialist. Well, he always knew that. He gives away stuff for free and has somebody else foot the bill. I don't know who pays for it. With an affinity for Bernie Sanders, he says, and I aim to represent all Alaskans. Well, there's the Santa Claus platform, which should be possible. Word from Mariupol, which is still kind of, sort of, maintaining at least some embers of resistance after most of the city literally destroyed by the Russians. Mariupol residents forced to work on mass burials for food, the mayor says. A third mass grave has been found near the embattled Ukrainian city of Mariupol, and the mayor says Russian occupiers have forced residents to work on the burials. The trench, seen on satellite images, stretches more than 200 yards and contains thousands of civilian bodies. The mayor, whose name is Vadim Boychenko, says, "We know about these mass graves because these fascists, and I have no other word, involve the local population for burial. They told us you need to work hours to get food or water. People are forced to do so." And meanwhile, while all this is going on, there was a bit of sniping between Rand Paul, senator from Kentucky, and Secretary of State Tony Blinken, who was testifying before the Foreign Relations Committee. And it really had to do with the basis for the war. And it seemed, in a weird sense, as if Rand Paul was trying to actually claim that the United States and NATO were at least partially to blame for this war, in which NATO has had no real role at all. Here's what it sounded like. Clip six.
Look, these are important conversations and arguments. My judgment is different. If you look at the countries that Russia has attacked over the last years, Georgia, leaving forces in Transnistria and Moldova, and then repeatedly Ukraine, these were countries that were not part of NATO. It has not attacked NATO countries for probably a very good reason.
You could also argue the countries they've attacked were part of Russia.
Well, that
we're part of the Soviet Union.
Yes, and I firmly disagree with that proposition. It is the fundamental right of these countries to decide their own future and their own destiny. And
I'm not saying it's not, but I'm saying that the countries that have been attacked, Georgia and Ukraine, were part of the Soviet Union.
And that does
and they were part of the Soviet Union since the 1920s.
But that does not give Russia the right to attack them. On the contrary,
no one's saying it does. But
they were
really
liberated from being part of this empire by force.
Okay, this idea that if Rand Paul is not trying to say that the fact that they were once part of the Soviet Union is part of the reason they were attacked, what is he trying to say? And the point to keep in mind here, and it's got to be very difficult for Rand Paul, is his father, Ron Paul, who's still around but deservedly obscure. He has the Ron Paul Institute for Peace, which is heavily funded by Russian sources, always has been. And it's a very, very terrible thing for anybody to have to deal right now
with any attack on Russia, and by basically trying to justify why they invaded. The invasion, we spoke about it yesterday with an academic who was trying to get into Putin's mind and talked about reasons for war. And the reasons for war basically had to do with Putin saw a door closing. He saw Ukraine moving clearly to the West. But the idea that he was afraid of Ukraine doing something to Russia is absurd. What he was afraid of is that his opportunity that he wanted to exercise to try to reestablish the Soviet Empire was drifting further and further away, and there was an idea of now or never. When we come back, speaking about now or never, there's a new interesting group of people who are taking on the homeless issue in a place where it's particularly acute. And what group of people, what organization? I'm talking about the Sierra Club. Now, the Sierra Club people will know as an environmental organization, they're very much for defending parks and for defending endangered species and for now, right now, trying to curb the danger of wildfires, which they say has a direct relationship to an ongoing attempt in California to give people the right to camp wherever they want, to set up homeless encampments. We'll be speaking to a chapter director of the Mother Lode chapter of Sierra Club. That includes not only Sacramento, but some of the Gold Rush country nearby. We'll also be talking about the skyrocketing level of crime. How could an impartial observer, not trying to make political hay out of it one way or another, how do you explain something like that? And why are we so afflicted? And why are Republicans in particular more than Democrats in this election, which should be good news for Republicans, why are Republicans so inflicted with infighting within the party? Is it about issues? Or just personalities and clashing ambitions? We'll get to that and to much more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.